This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In the Treasure Valley, the build-to-rent market has been exploding. Not familiar with that term? It is when companies like California-based American Homes for Rent and local builders like CBH Homes build subdivisions, not for people to be able to buy a home, but for people to be able to rent. So is this idea good or bad? Well, depends upon who you talk to. Kate Del Rico with the Idaho Statesman has been following this story. She recently wrote an in-depth article about this. She's joining us live in studio with more. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, first, just explain to us how this works.
Sure. So it's exactly what you just described. Essentially, investors are building entire subdivisions, and instead of selling those off to a homeowner, they're basically maintaining them just like an apartment complex. But instead of apartments, you have single-family homes, looks like any subdivision you might find out in Meridian or Nampa, which is where most of these are being built because that's where land is cheap. And then they'll rent them out usually for around $1,800, $1,900 a month.
And I want to get back to the price of this in a bit. But first, this idea, you mentioned this in your article, was basically born out of the recession.
Yeah, I can explain that. So during the recession, obviously, a lot of people lost their homes to foreclosures. And a lot of investors came in and bought these distressed assets for
minimal amounts of money.
Yeah, on the cheap, and held on to them. And that created sort of this single family home rental market. And that's existed forever, but mostly it's been mom and pop renters. You know, you might have your home and then
you might have a rental property.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you might have a rental property. But this was the first time we got to see big companies really investing in a lot of single family homes. But the problem was that those homes were sort of always spread out across a city. And just like an apartment complex, it's a lot easier to be a property manager if you can have all of your homes, all of your rentals in one place. That makes it a lot easier. But also, after the recession, there weren't quite as many homes to buy. Home prices have been increasing, and that's affected normal home buyers who are trying to purchase their first house. And it's also affected investors. And so for a market like Boise, where those home prices are so high, it can sometimes just be cheaper to build the houses themselves.
So I mentioned in the introduction that a California-based company, American Homes for Rent, came into the market first here in the Treasure Valley. But we now are seeing local builders doing this as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. So CBH Homes, they've announced recently their rental division, and they're putting people into homes, little subdivisions that they have in Meridian mostly. And then there's also Toll Brothers. They bought Coleman Homes, which is a local home builder, in 2016, and they've announced a partnership with a New York company called BB Living to start building more of these built-to-rent subdivisions throughout the valley.
And we already have some of these subdivisions in place, correct? But places like Nampa?
Places
as well?
Like Nampa and Meridian and Star. There's going to be about 120 homes going up in Star built by American Homes for Rent.
So what are advocates of this model saying?
Well, they say that there's a need for housing in general, whether it be homes to buy or homes to rent, because both home buyers and renters are feeling the squeeze. They say that there's not enough inventory out there, so building any rentals or any amount of homes will help. And it's good for people who might not have a down payment saved up, but they do want to be able to have that quality of life in the suburbs, you know, have a yard, to have a two-car garage.
Well, and they're building. I mean, they're being strategic as to where they're building as well, correct? Mm-hmm. Because they're looking at school districts. I mean, things like that. I mean, so these builders are taking those things into account.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Del Rico about this idea of building subdivisions to rent instead of buying. Kate's done a really in-depth article, and you can read the entire article at the Idaho Statesman's website. I want to get back to money. You said that they are new homes. In your article, they can rent for about $1,800 in Nampa, was your example.
Right.
Yet you can buy a new home for in the $300,000 range, and you have to put a down payment down.
Right.
And in the article, you said, what, about $4,000?
Let's say like $10,000.
$10,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but then your mortgage payment would be so much less.
Exactly.
Than the 18.
Yeah. You can probably get a mortgage on a new home that's $300,000 for about $1,900 a month, but you have to have that down payment. And what these investors who are building these subdivisions are realizing is that there's so many people who don't have that type of money saved.
So that's the sticking point. I mean, even though housing is going up, wages are stagnant.
Exactly. And so there are housing advocates who do agree that it is important to have more product being built, but worry that by keeping people renting for so long, you might not be able to build equity in a home like a normal home buyer would be able to.
Yet all of these companies are building all of that equity.
Yeah, so that money, exactly. It goes to the investor, to the corporate owner, rather than the home buyer.
Do fair housing advocates have any other concerns besides, I mean, just this idea of people not being able to own at some point?
I mean, the other problem is that these homes are being built outside of Boise in the suburbs, and there has been a lot of building there anyways, but they're not the type of rentals that are really great for someone who may be disabled, who may not be able to rely on their car so much. And so when I talked with Zoanne Olson, who's the executive director of the Idaho Fair Housing Coalition, she talked a little bit about how, you know, is this the best land use for these properties out there?
Are we seeing this in other cities?
Absolutely, yeah. In and around Phoenix, Arizona, there were tons of these subdivisions that were being built up. And it's a trend that we're seeing in a lot of cities where they had the same trend of investors coming in during the recession, buying up a lot of single family homes and flipping them into rentals.
I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention. And we've been talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico. If you, as I mentioned, want to read Kate's full story, because we only hit on some highlights, you should go to the Idaho Statesman website and read that. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Up next, exploring Abraham Lincoln's legacy here in the Gem State. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.